think I'm entitled?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Is a lifelong career intelligence officer who eventually gets assigned to the House Democratic Minority Staff on the Intelligence Committee. So it's one of the most prestigious assignments an intelligence officer can get. You get sent to Congress to the premier oversight agency. He's there 12 years working for Democrats. He is very well liked. He doesn't have any problems with the Democrats until Adam Schiff takes over as the ranking member. And at that moment, he claims he attends a meeting in early 2017 where Adam Schiff, in front of other staff, states that he's authorizing the release of classified information to dirty up Donald Trump, to build public pressure, a narrative that Donald Trump maybe should be indicted, or that we should have a Watergate or 9/11 style commission that maybe Adam Schiff could serve on. The motive is identified.
That is, again, John Solomon from Just the News talking about this whistleblower who had been inside the Democrat Party for years, a loyal Democrat, but then he began to watch what Adam Schiff was doing during everything he was trying to do and persecute, not just prosecute, but persecute Donald Trump and everyone around him. Why are we going over that again now? Because I think we're getting ready to see Congress start taking action and putting this guy, the whistleblower, and others on public display. And going back through all of this testimony that we were given previously, lies in many cases. It's about time we do so. In the meantime, we have a major story that happened in Missouri today. We're going to spend more time on it in the second hour, along with Speaker Tim Jones, former Missouri House Speaker, will be joining us. But I'll give you the heads up on it right now, and that is that the Attorney General Bailey is leaving his position in Missouri as Attorney General. He's been tapped to serve as the deputy assistant to Dan Bongino. There will be two Patel, Bongino and Bailey will be deputies to Patel. Now, there are a lot of questions around this. I mean, has it gotten so big and there's so much stuff to go through that Bongino realizes I need more help, Patel realizes it, or is there some kind of friction inside involving Patel Bongino? I'm not ruling anything out. I'm not trying to preset anything, but we're wanting to keep our antenna aware of all of these possibilities. But with the Andrew Bailey, our current Missouri Attorney General, going to the FBI as of September 8th, Governor Mike Kehoe has announced that he will bring in Catherine Hanaway, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District. She will be the first woman to hold that position. But again, we will have more on that. You just heard 2 hours from Tim Jones and Chris Arps going over it, and I know they covered it in great detail, so we will cover it in more detail in our second hour. Welcome to the first hour, Larry Connors USA, August 19, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, opinion, analysis, and education. You will leave this hour, you will leave every hour, with more information than you had when you began listening at that particular hour. And reminding you, when we're on the air, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m., we are streaming video. Like right now. Right now, you could go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, and watch the program live. I see more and more of you doing it, and I appreciate it. And if you cannot do it now, you can always pull it up later and watch it live, and also catch the audio live if you just want to do that. How do you do it? Well, again, very simple. You go to News Talk STL podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. I do want to take a moment to also remind you, we're drawing closer. Here we are, August 19. We're drawing closer, like less than 30 days to September 18. What happens then? That is when you could have a conversation with Steve Forbes on free enterprise and entrepreneurship, making America great again. It will be at Lyndon Woods Hammond Institute and the Young Americas Foundation coming together with us to bring Steve Forbes into town. The event will be at the Lyndon Wood University. It will be starting at 7 that evening. You can go without cost. We will give you free tickets, but you must have a ticket to get in. I have not checked the latest numbers, but I would not wait much longer. This is where one of those, you put it off and you put it off. Pretty soon it's going to be September 18th and you're outside the door. We can't do anything about it, but we can get you free tickets if you go right now to News Talk STL and tell us you want some of those tickets. In our second hour, I already told you we're going to hear from Tim Jones on Missouri Attorney General Bailey going to help Patel and Bongino, and more on Catherine Hanaway taking over as the Attorney General for Missouri as of September 8th. Later this hour, how China is trying, even as I speak, trying to poison our food supply at the very root of our food supply, literally. I'll break it down for you as we move forward. But I want to go back to this issue of about dealing with whistleblowers and what we've been told and other information that in the past just got glossed over by the legacy media, if at all reported, basically ignored, and certainly the leftists were doing everything they could to protect it. And I remind you again of the most frightening scenario. If Trump had not won, we wouldn't know any of this, and it would still be covered up. Once again, John Solomon on the whistleblower.
What I witnessed in that room was illegal, unethical, and potentially treasonous. Those are the three words he uses to describe members of his own party on his own staff where he's worked successfully without incident for 12 years. That's what we see. And then over 4 years, he continues to repeat that information. And he, one of the things he states is that he's told early on, don't worry, if you're asked to leak, it's okay because you're never going to get prosecuted because the Justice Department's going to say, we don't want to mess with the issue of a debate and speech clause, the constitutional separation of powers. Now, I am unaware and I've been unable to find anyone in the Justice Department who claims there's a legal opinion saying if you're a member of Congress and you get executive branch classified information from CIA, FBI, NSA, you're immune if you try to leak. I can't find any. So there doesn't appear to be any legal ruling to that effect. But son of a gun, just like the whistleblower says, at some point, the FBI goes to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department tells the FBI, you know what? We don't want to mess with that debate and speech clause. Exactly what Adam Schiff predicted the Justice Department would do.
Exactly. Now, I want to remind you, this was 2017 in Trump's first administration. So he's talking to, supposedly, members of the Trump administration in the Attorney General's office and the FBI, but they're some of the swamp creatures that were still in the mix. House had not been cleaned, and it was festered with this, better hold off on that word. Let me put it this way. They were not there to do their job and protect our Constitution. They were to protect the Biden administration and destroy Donald Trump. I want to go back to still another hearing that took place. Louisiana Senator Kennedy, when he had FBI director then, Christopher Wray, in front of it.
We know that Jeffrey Epstein, who is now deceased, and Ms. Maxwell, his associate, who's in prison, were engaged in a conspiracy of sex trafficking with minors. So were others. It's been widely reported. What's the FBI doing to investigate the other people that were involved in these sex trafficking rings?
Well, I'm not sure that I can confirm any specific individual.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me give you some facts, widely reported. Jeffrey Epstein had video surveillance in all of his homes and on his private island. And there have been articles after articles from witnesses who have said he videotaped sex acts with prominent people because he was trying to incur with young girls that he had procured to try to incur favor with those prominent people and potentially to be able to blackmail them.
Yeah, right there, blackmail. That's exactly.
Now, that's a fact.
Yes, that's a fact.
And the FBI and other federal agencies have raided his houses. Do you have those tapes?
Yeah, you know they do. Now, here's the hammer on the gavel part. Congressional lawmakers are about to get a dump from the DOJ on all the Epstein file information. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said the Justice Department is going to start turning over things this Friday. So we're getting ready to go through all of this. And I want answers. And I want transparency at all levels. In the meantime, our District of Columbia federal judge, attorney general, I should point out, Jeanine Pirro, told of a frightening story that was going to target President Trump.
Hi, everyone. It's Judge Jeanine. I just wanted to let you know here from the United States Attorney's Office in D.C. that an individual by the name of Nathalie Rose Jones is now in custody, charged with two federal crimes for knowingly and willfully threatening to take the life of the President of the United States. She did come from New York to Washington, D.C., and she has been threatening and calling for the removal of the president, and even worse, as she got to D.C., her threats were on Facebook and Instagram, and she continued to call the president a terrorist and was working to have him eliminated. She is now in custody. She will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Make no mistake about that.
Make no mistake about it. And eliminate translates to assassinate. So it got stopped. Now, I know she is charged, not convicted. Yes, I will stand by that. That is our Constitution. But this apparently has so many telltale markings of a plot to kill President Trump. Trump continues to make our nation's capital safer, sending in the National Guard troops, federalizing D.C. police, and AG Pam Bondi says long overdue.
Washington, D.C. had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country, right here in the Capitol, six times higher than where you are right now in New York City. Higher than Chicago, higher than other major cities, and it had to stop. So President Trump knew this, and he said, we're going to federalize it. We have been working hand in hand with our great men and women in the Metro Police Department, the Transit Authority. We've brought in the Park Police, the National Guard, all of the agencies that fall under me, the FBI, Kash Patel is doing a great job, DEA, Terry Cole, ATF, U.S. Marshals, Gaddy Serralta's managing the whole thing. Terry's also managing it. I was out there every single night this weekend at the command center with all of our law enforcement. And but for the T-shirts they were wearing, you could not tell who was with what agency. It was such camaraderie, such cooperation.
As it should be. The whole idea is to make D.C. safer. And you know the signs of how this is working? In addition to what you just heard from AG Pam Bondi, I saw a clip of video from D.C. last night. The streets of D.C. looking fairly empty and definitely safe. I didn't even see in this particular clip any National Guard's troop or Metropolitan Police But obviously, the streets are clear. We've wiped out these desperate homeless encampments that have been set up in D.C. They're gone. The restaurants in D.C. are once again able to open at night and build their business and get folks to come back in to D.C., folks who were fearful of going in to D.C. after dark. They're going to do an early dinner and get back home, get out of there. This is our nation's capital. It should not be that way in any American city, but certainly not in our nation's capital. And not a thing was going to be done until Trump stepped in and did it. I want you to hear from one black D.C. resident, and he says, the real issue here has been, well, I'll let you just listen to him.
In a tweet I put out a few days ago saying, you notice that you don't see no black people out there protesting. And it's those white liberals. I tell you, it's amazing. But, you know, we want to protect the community. And it's great to see black people stand up because they want to be able to sit at home on a front porch, watch their kids play in the yard, do the things we used to do as kids. And now they have to sit far back in the house somewhere, worried about a stray bullet coming through the window or door. When they get home, they gotta rush through the door and lock the doors, close the curtains, you know, and they gotta protect their kids from being gang members trying to recruit them. So it's glad to see that black people are finally realizing who is a worse enemy, and that's the white liberal.
Boy, they didn't nail it. There have been some blacks protesting. The usual suspects, led by the usual suspects out of Congress. Trump is trying to take over the country, dictator, Hitler, and all this. The same old line repeated over and over again. I think the facts show exactly what he's doing, and it's to the betterment and to making communities like D.C. and residents safer. Thank you, President Trump. Coming up, how China has been trying to poison our food supply, and even as I speak, they've had plans to do so, starting with our farms. We're going to break this story down for you. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 million, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The FBI now says two Chinese nationals have been charged with smuggling a potentially toxic fungus that could ravage crops in the United States. They were trying to bring those to the homeland. Now, one of those suspects is in custody, will appear in a federal courtroom tomorrow at 1 p.m. The other is in China after he was denied entry into the U.S. while trying to smuggle in that biological pathogen last year.
That is a Fox report on how the Chinese are trying to bring deadly poisons into our nation and to get to you and your family through our food supply, bringing in various fungi, other items that they can then get to our crop supply. I mean, right at the root of our food supply, poison our cattle, other livestock, maybe not kill them, but end up killing you. This Chinese national couple hit with these criminal charges today for allegedly smuggling a dangerous fungus into the U.S. capable of destroying crops, poisoning humans and livestock. One of the those caught, 34 years old, had a biological pathogen considered, and I'm quoting, a potential agroterrorism weapon. That was at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport last July. And the guy that had it made false statements about why he was coming to the U.S. Well, sure, he's not going to say, I'm coming to your country to poison and kill all of you. And he also made false statements about what he knew about the pathogen before admitting, yeah, I was bringing it to my girlfriend, who's a Michigan, University of Michigan lab researcher. We need an investigation into the University of Michigan lab and probably labs all across our nation tied to blue state type labs, because who knows what the hell we're doing in our own country inside these universities. They had it all planned out. They were going to do it. The complaint stating that his girlfriend was already getting Chinese funding for her work on this same fungi, and that she's a loyal member of the Chinese Communist Party. And then her boyfriend was working at a Chinese university previously where he conducted research on the same pathogen. Now, the girlfriend is denied. I didn't know my boyfriend was coming and bringing me that. Right. You just happen to be doing the same research. The investigation determined the couple had, quote, discussed the shipping of biological materials and research being done in that lab before he was caught with the fungi in Detroit. May I say that again? They were already doing it before he was caught. The suggestion is They have done it before. And maybe not just these two, but how many others? I think we absolutely need to have a full investigation into these labs at our universities. If they're dealing with Chinese students, I know for some that's going to sound xenophobic, but if they're a Chinese national and they're working in a lab in our nation, I want to know what the hell they're doing. They do not need to be doing it in China at Wuhan anymore when we're opening the door to come on into our nation, use our labs, use our facilities. It's bad enough for them to come in and steal our information. Now they want to bring stuff in to poison our food supply. Let me go back to the Fox News report.
Well, the FBI warning Americans that our food supply may be the target of attacks from China. Here's a photo of the fungus found at the Detroit airport last year. It was found in four plastic baggies. It was stashed into wads of tissue paper. And authorities say that the toxins cause, quote, vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects in both humans and livestock. What were they doing with this? Why were they trying to bring this into our country? Now, according to a U.S. Attorney's Office in Michigan, the 34-year-old Chinese researcher who works at the University of Michigan intentionally hid the samples in his backpack because he knew that the restrictions on importing them existed. The professor claims he had hoped to do further research on the fungus at his University of Michigan lab. FBI Director Kash Patel says, quote, this case is sobering. It's a reminder that the Chinese Communist Party continues to deploy operatives and researchers to infiltrate our institutions and target our food supply, an act that could cripple our economy and endanger American lives.
Bingo. And I want to stress something. While I'm focusing on Chinese nationals, that does not mean that others who are, quote, American citizens are not knowingly assisting them. Now, there might be some in the lab that don't know really what they're doing other than what the researcher wants them to do. But I would venture to say there are others inside the labs that know exactly what's going on, and they have so much contempt, correct that, so much hate for America, they're willing to go through with this. The fungi he was trying to bring in most recently, according to the Justice Department, you heard it would lead to vomiting, liver damage, reproductive defects in humans and livestock. It could be spread around to contaminate our wheat crops, our barley, our maize, rice crops. Then we go harvest it. It gets into the processing, and it ends up in your house. They were definitely exploiting their access to lab facilities at a local university, University of Michigan in this case, to engage in smuggling all of this inside. Now, if they don't mean harm for us, why weren't they doing it in China? Very simple question. Simple answer. Because they did want to harm us. The U.S. agencies such as the FDA and USDA have identified numerous safety issues with various Chinese ag products that are coming into the U.S. anyway. In addition to these pathogens, but various pesticide residues, contaminants on items coming in. And there are specifically charges against, like this couple, attempting to smuggle this toxic fungus into the U.S. And there are certainly concerns about how much more do we need to tighten up. Some reports indicating high levels of pesticide residues in Chinese food products that are probably on your grocery shelves right now. They came into the country legally. No one bothered to check how safe they were. In addition to other contaminants and maybe unsafe additives they're using. The FDA import refusals of some Chinese food shipments have highlighted issues like filth, just filth, rat droppings, things of that nature in the food. They're also looking at farm-raised fish and fish and shrimp from China. They'd end up here. Well, are you frightened enough? Are you ready to go eat? Or you want to sit out the next few years? Obviously, we've got to do everything we can to protect our nation, citizens, livestock, our crops. When you have active agents on the ground inside our borders trying to carry this out. And these are the ones we know about. You ever go dove hunting? Go dove hunting and you shoot into a flock of doves and you get only one. One falls to the ground. These two Chinese spies got caught. They fell to the ground. But all the others got away and are probably spread across our nation in various labs outside Michigan. And also not just Chinese nationals, but sympathizers. We cannot be lax about this anymore. This stuff is deadly on so many levels. If it doesn't affect you directly now, it could your children or your grandchildren. I think we need to stop all Chinese students coming in to our nation, period. Now, I know there'd be some that would be great, beneficial, but right now I'd say stop all of them and investigate all the labs at universities, see what they are or are not doing. Coming up, President Trump saying we will put no boots on the ground in Ukraine, but he thinks we're getting closer to solving this issue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank you for the invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife, she, First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
I won.
Yeah. So we're saying this sensitive topic. Yeah. Yes, please. And thanks to our partners and that you supported this format, that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, UK and France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO. Mm-hmm. I mean, all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks to them. And thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
Zelensky's remarks after that White House meeting with President Trump yesterday. Other European nations had been invited to be part of the meetings as well. Now, this is a far cry from the meeting that Zelensky had with Trump and Harris, Vance, back in early this year. First of all, he showed up dressed properly, with a coat and tie on to go into the Oval Office, as opposed to his normal T-shirt. And in fact, when Trump greeted him as he got out of the limousine, he even commented, "Very nice looking. You look nice." So it was a good start there. But dressing fine and getting what you want out of these talks, obviously two entirely different things. But Zelensky's remarks there, thanking President Trump for being involved in trying to continue to resolve this. And he also mentioned Melania Trump because she had asked President Trump when he met with Putin to deliver a handwritten letter to him. And Melania Trump had handwritten to Putin, "Please keep in mind the children, protect the children," things of that nature. And the same for Zelensky. But overnight, Russia was again pounding Ukraine, and they did it not on military locations, but civilian populations. Trump startled a lot of people yesterday by saying, "We don't have to have a ceasefire to reach a peace deal." A lot of folks say, if they don't stop shooting, you're never going to get to the peace deal. Obviously, we would prefer that. But if he can get these guys talking together and he thinks that he can have the three of them sit down together, that would be outstanding. And you should also recognize how the situation has changed even for Zelensky in his own country. This latest CBS survey.
A recent poll found that nearly 70% of Ukrainians now support a negotiated peace deal. That's up from just over 20% at the start of the invasion.
In other words, we're ready to negotiate a peace deal. Part of what Trump has done as of yesterday, pointing out that we will help provide a security operation. He did stress today, this does not mean American boots on the ground, but we are willing to use air support as needed. Now, does that mean combat air patrols or air policing? Still not clear. But the president did say, and I'm quoting, "When it comes to security, the Europeans are willing to put people on the ground we're willing to help them with things, especially by air, because nobody has the kind of stuff we have. But getting these security guarantees is a big part of moving forward. If there is a peace deal, if there is a swap of land or everything frozen in place, you still want to guarantee nothing's going to break out again. The European nations that were in the meeting with Zelensky and Trump yesterday were looking for something of that nature, and Trump offered it. And some have complained that, well, how can you make such guarantees? Why are you doing this? Secretary of State Rubio.
Any sovereign country in the world has a right to enter into security alliances with other countries. You know, it's not just NATO. We have such alliances with South Korea. We have it with Japan. Other countries have it with each other. And so I think everyone would acknowledge, including, by the way, for the first time, the Russian side, under President Trump's sort of pressure or, you know, a suggestion, is that, in fact, a Ukraine post-conflict has a right to enter into security agreements with other countries. And we will work with our European allies and non-European countries, by the way, to build such a security guarantee. We're working on that right now. We'll continue to work on that. And that'll be something that'll have to be in place after a peace deal so that Ukraine can feel safe moving forward. And we're coordinating that as we speak. We're involved in the coordination of it. So, yeah, there are a number of countries that are willing to step forward and provide Ukraine security guarantees. But as the Ukrainians have said to us, and I think have said publicly, you know, the strongest security guarantee they can come up with in their future is to have a strong military moving forward. And that's the other dynamic that's changed. We're no longer giving Ukraine weapons. We're no longer giving Ukraine money. We are now selling them weapons, and European countries are paying for it through NATO. They are using NATO to buy the weapons and transfer them to Ukraine. That's another big change from the way this war was approached just a few, you know, just under the Biden administration, for example.
Well, under the Biden administration, they were just dumping bags of money, having no idea where it was going, who was getting it. But according to President Trump, President Putin has agreed Russia would accept the security guarantees for Ukraine, recognize that they want to have some kind of guarantee. Now, as they're discussing all of this, Putin saying he was willing to discuss the principle of security guarantees, and he did mention that China might be one of the potential guarantors for them. But if we're getting close enough to talk about guarantees, that would help. Now, what's happening here, you got to keep in mind, while we're providing security guarantees, kind of like an Article 5 security agreement that exists under NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, and it still wants in. Trump has told them, you need to forget that. But we will give you similar arrangements. There is a difference. There's a difference. Under Article 5 in the NATO pact, the other countries must respond in kind to protect one of their members. There is no, quote, must in this. It's saying we will give you a guarantee that we'll be here to help. But how it unfolds will be very interesting. Again, Trump is saying Ukraine will not be part of NATO. But European countries should be willing to have boots on the ground outside the NATO framework. Trump said he's ready to give U.S. security assurances to Ukraine without committing U.S. troops, that we will help by air. So what's to happen next? Well, again, first of all, you want Putin, Zelensky, and Trump to meet in person. And even if they do so, do not expect an immediate decision at that point. And there's so many things going on behind the curtain that we don't know, nor should we know at this point, as long as it's trying to lead to a lasting peace. We bought in really big in the beginning when Russia was rolling into Ukraine. And I agreed with it at that point. and doing everything we can to stop Russia from taking over. But there was no accountability from the Biden administration. We had a commander-in-chief who was clueless. He had a defense secretary who was AWOL, going into the hospital for days without letting anyone know. So we really had no one understanding what is needed and when. We have a better handle on it now. But the lid is not secure. What we want, what we all want, is a lasting peace. That survey that said in the beginning of the war, only 20% of Ukrainians saying we will accept a negotiated peace. Now, 70% plus are saying we're done. Let's get something to end all of this killing. Same would be said probably in Russia, if you could take a legitimate survey of the Russian citizens. Putin is the bad player here. We all know that. But as long as he's leading Russia, that's the guy in the sandbox you have to deal with. In the meantime, of course, we have all the tariffs that Trump has been imposing. And, of course, don't forget that he hit India with a penalty tariff because they were still buying oil from Russia, thereby giving them more money to purchase what they needed. But all these import duties that Trump announced on April 2nd, 2025, do you remember when he first announced those? He said, this is Liberation Day, April 2nd, 2025, because of the tariffs, Liberation Day. But the leftists want to weaponize that word, and there's no surprise there, is there? The rest of that story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli, Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
When he says, oh, you know, it's Liberation Day and all of these things, those are, you know, ways of him saying, oh, it's white power. It's what I want to do. Those are racist remarks. His number one targets are cities that are led by black mayors. Number one targets are cities, our sanctuary cities that, you know, support immigration.
That is a New Jersey Congresswoman, Democrat, no surprise, right? LaMonica McIver. Trump using Liberation Day as code for white power. Governor Gavin Newsom has used the same phrase. Is he calling for white power? How did he use it? Well, he said, we are going to redistrict the state of California. We're going to have a Liberation Day against what Texas is trying to do. He used the same phrase. Why are you not calling Newsom out? We all know that, don't we? And here comes Joyless Reid, former MSNBC anchor. Of course, that's soon to be MS. They renamed it. NBC doesn't want to be attached to them. Anyway, Reid again condemning Trump and Elvis Presley and others, saying this is more of history's case where many mediocre white men stole or counterfeited what black men did. The argument is that mediocre white men and their fragility are destroying America. This is part of what was being presented, and you could not help but have Joyless Reid, join in. The speaker that was delivering this for his Substack was saying, these people, talking about these white people, cannot create culture on their own. Without black people, brown people, the DEIs, there's no culture in America. Really? You try to tell the difference between a Texan and New Jersey person, both being white, you quickly see there's a cultural difference. We make the food better, he argues. We make the economy better. We make the music better, right? MAGA can't create culture. They've got Cracker Barrel and Kid Rock. They want to claim that white conservatives practice about stealing from the black artists. Now, that is not entirely without legitimacy. A lot of the black artists did have their music stolen from them, and it was not as a big of a hit because they were black. Elvis Presley being one of them. Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog. That's why we use that clip from time to time of Mama Mae Thornton, Big Mama. Talk about, you're nothing but a hound dog. And no one does it better, even though Elvis got a lot more recognition for his. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be joined by former Speaker of the House, Tim Jones, about the shakeup in the AG office in Missouri and what's happening with the FBI. So what did you learn this hour? More to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.